Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A new research report from Coinbase says that crypto markets remain fixated on spot Bitcoin ETF flows rather than fundamentals. Coinbase noted that net outflows amounted to $836 million between March 18th and March 21st. The report also said that while there is little insight into what drove the surge in outflows from Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which reached $1.83 billion in total over 4 days, one source of potential selling pressure that has been expected is from the bankruptcy estate of Genesis Global. Coinbase said it's not clear whether the recent GBTC outflows are linked to these sales, and that, quote, we can only infer that the size and scope of the change in GBTC shares outstanding coincide with recent developments on Genesis's payment obligations, end quote. Bitcoin is at almost $67,000, up just over 2% as of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and the CoinDesk 20 index is at 2,593 points, up 2.5%. How many years will Sam Bankman-Fried be sentenced to? We took a look at prediction market Polymarket to see what people are betting on. 28% of people think he's getting 40 to 50 years, while 26% think 30 to 40, and 27% say 20 to 30. FTX's disgraced founder and former CEO is scheduled to be sentenced this week. And for those that think Bankman-Fried will be spending decades in jail, some lawyers have told CoinDesk that there's a possibility his sentence could be reduced as creditors have been made whole. And Nigeria's tax authority has charged Binance with tax evasion, according to local news outlets. This comes after two senior executives were detained by authorities. Since then, one of the two executives has escaped, according to a presidential spokesperson. Reuters reported that the country is working with Interpol to secure an international arrest warrant for Nadim Anjarwalla, who is Binance's regional manager for Africa. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on coindesk.com, and we'll see you next time.